This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday welcomed Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte's pledge to join the U.S. and Germany's efforts to train and arm Ukraine with advanced Patriot air defense systems. Quote, today we heard very important news from Prime Minister of the Netherlands, Mark Rutte. The news is actually a continuation of our recent negotiations with him, Zelensky said in his nightly video address. Zelensky also confirmed that rescue operations in Dnipro following a Russian missile strike on an apartment building on Saturday had been concluded. He said 45 people died in the strike, and among them were six children, including an 11-month-old boy. Nepalese authorities have begun returning the families of the bodies of victims. Two families, the bodies of victims of a flight that crashed on Sunday just before reaching Pokhara's new international airport. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Grieving relatives gather around an ambulance while hospital staff put a body encased in a white body bag into the vehicle. At the scene, Nepalese lawyer Ram Bahadur says, "We have lost the precious lives of so many, and this is happening again in Nepal. This is an irreparable loss." Investigators are sending the aircraft's data recorder to France for analysis as they try to determine what caused the country's deadliest plane accident in 30 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg was hauled away and detained on Tuesday during a protest near a German village being razed to make way for coal mine expansion, police said. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexico's former top security official, once in charge of fighting drugs, goes on trial today in Brooklyn. On charges in New York, he accepted millions of dollars in bribes to help cartel members avoid capture and move drugs into the U.S., AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Genaro Garcia Luna was Mexico's security secretary between 2006 and 2012. U.S. prosecutors accuse him of accepting tens of millions of dollars, often in briefcases, as bribes to protect and help the Sinaloa drug cartel. The defense says he was a legitimate businessman. Some accusations against Garcia Luna surfaced at the El Chapo trial, and witnesses at this trial will also include high-level cartel members. Jury selection begins just days after President Biden met with Mexican President Lopez Obrador, who welcomes the trial. Julie Walker, New York.
A failed Republican candidate in the southwestern U.S. state of New Mexico has been arrested in connection with a string of politically motivated drive-by shootings, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The homes of two county commissioners and two state legislators, all Democrats, were targeted. There was a break in the case when shot-spotting technology led an officer to the neighborhood of State Senator Linda Lopez on January 3rd. Bullet casings collected there were connected to a gun found in the trunk of a Nissan registered to Pena. The driver, Jose Trujillo, was pulled over and arrested by sheriff's deputies about an hour after the last shooting. Police Commander Kyle Hartsock says Pena is accused of paying four men to carry out at least two of the shootings in stolen vehicles.
On the last shooting, we now have evidence, too, that Pena himself went on this shooting and actually pulled the trigger.
Audio courtesy KRQE. I'm Jennifer King.
The White House is brushing aside criticism of its fragmented disclosures about the discovery of classified documents and official records at President Joe Biden's home and former office. Ian Sams, a spokesperson for the White House's counsel's office, told reporters Tuesday the White House may withhold information to protect the U.S. Justice Department's investigation and was releasing information as it deemed appropriate. Responding to questions about the piecemeal disclosures, Sam said the White House has been trying to be mindful of the risk in sharing information, quote, that's not complete. The World Economic Forum says billionaire Elon Musk wasn't on the guest list for the annual meeting of business executives, global leaders, and cultural trendsetters in Davos, Switzerland, despite what the Twitter owner claims. Musk isn't among the notables gathering in the ritzy Alpine town this week to talk about global issues, though he says he was invited. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.